Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'll just jump right in with the tuning in chant. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me, and it's all around me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. And I'm looking out the window right now. I'm out in Iowa, very snowy here. It's actually, we're considering it to be quite warm right now because I think it's 20 or 30 degrees. Considering we woke up to negative 20 the other day. And I'm seeing there's deer, there's squirrels, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous, sunny, sunny day. Very beautiful. So even just wherever you look, you can see that connection to infinity, that connection to the one. Okay, what is it going to be today? My gosh, I've been doing Facebook Live almost every day and talking about our journey here with my husband's 96 and 97-year-old mother and father, and it's been very, very intense. I mean, it's really kind of end-of-life kind of stuff, you know, whether that means they're have a few weeks or they have a few months or even a year or so or a couple of years left. They seem they're pretty tough. They keep hanging in there. They themselves have said they didn't expect to live this long. A couple of months ago, they moved into a nursing facility to get a little more care. They were pretty wobbly on their feet. And so being here, mother actually took a fall when they first at the beginning or towards the end of November and got a concussion. And she's just been a little bit crazy. At times completely herself, but it seems like maybe more often not, and pretty paranoid and confused, you know, and it's been really challenging because she's had moments of just she kind of doesn't want to listen. She tries to get up and walk around on her own, and she's trying to help dad. And anyway, it's just such an interesting situation. And basically taking all of our attention to kind of, you know, stay focused and stay, you know, not get hysterical or whatever, because it's a very emotional time also. Especially for my younger sister-in-law, she's probably the closest with her parents, and so I think it's maybe hard for her to let go. And you know, probably that's how most people feel. So that's pretty darn normal. So we're just kind of trying to figure out what to do, because it's kind of taking all our efforts to just go be with them a lot. And so it's kind of like, okay, is that what we're supposed to be doing? Because my husband and I are planning on being here for about a month and a half, but we're basically, you know, this is not our life here, and we really miss our life, you know, out in Oregon. But we feel like we're supposed to be here right now. And so now we have a whole bunch of the family is coming, which we're very excited about on starting Thursday. It's going to be lovely to see everyone, and that will be kind of a short and very intense few days in there. And I'm guessing it'll be a little bit of a shock for them, too, to see mother how she is. And we'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe she'll snap out of it for the whole time they're here and just think we're all crazy for talking about it. So anyway, I want to do the chant for miracles right now, just because I feel like there's so much energy going on. I'm thinking about our dear friend Wendy, who's kind of holding the fort down back in Corvallis where we live, and she has some She has bad hip and some other issues, and there's some interesting stuff with our house that she's trying to take care of. And then I think about, you know, what we're dealing with here. And basically I know Mercury's going retrograde. And so there's that whole thing. And, and you know, there's our beloved niece who lives in LA who just had a baby. And I understand that she's not getting very much sleep. And so that, boy, that can just create challenges and really get to you. So this is all very personal to me, but it's also for the whole world because there's a lot going on out there with the election and everything. So anyway, I'm going to do that chant for miracles, and then we'll see what else is supposed to come. Dun dun ram das guru jinasiriya tinasavariya puri hoe karma tapasir jinahare dhariya sikhi ate sangati parabrahmakar namasakariya Atala atahotolatu tera antanapara varia jini tu sevia bokara se tu depara utaria lavalova kamakro the maho marakade tu disapara varia dana sotera tanahe sachatera pesakaria nanakatula henatu he guru amaratu vicharia guru detata manasadaria Guru Ditta Mana Sadariya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The other thing that's going on for me out here is my sweet husband got sick, and we've been teasing him that he gets sick every time he comes here, which is true, but he doesn't quite believe it. So anyway, he's needing to rest a lot, and that's fine. You know, he it just feels like there's just somebody else to take care of, kind of. So anyway, the angels are wanting to let us all know about what can we do in these times. And they say to really, really recognize what are your gifts in this situation, because every single person brings something to each situation. Every single person has something they can add and something they contribute, and we don't always realize it. So often our gifts just feel so natural and normal to us, like oh yeah, everybody can do this or everybody has this, and they don't. We all have unique and beautiful and powerful gifts to share. I know mine this morning, I was making a big pot of soup, and it just felt so soothing to me, and I was really enjoying creating this lovely chicken soup with I love to find ingredients. What else can I put in there? And it smells really delicious, and I think it will be very nourishing. And so I know that's one of my gifts that I can bring. I know that one of my gifts is humor, and I seem to always find everything funny. So, you know, that's one of the things, laughter and humor, keep that going. Anyway, it's, I really love my husband's family. They're super fabulous people, and they've embraced me so lovely, in such a lovely way. I really appreciate that. And this is challenging times right now for them with you know, basically the people who bring us together every 2 years for Christmas, just like what's going to happen, you know. So let's see. The angels are saying to do another chant. I'm sorry if I seem a little bit, I'm just kind of slightly exhausted. I haven't been sleeping that well, but also I'm being a little bit quiet because I'm sitting in the dining room and I don't know when people are going to be coming. So I'm just, anyway, that's that. So I'm getting to do the chant for neutral mind, non-attachment, and just because this is helpful for the whole world, for all of us. To, you know, we kind of see the positive, we see the negative, and this helps to kind of bring us to that neutral state where we're kind of not attached to the outcome. Like we give it up to God. We give it up to God to let it all flow out. Hi, sweetie. I'm just doing my radio show. So I'll sit out here. So I'm going to move out to the other room because my husband came in to get his lunch. And anyway, let me do that chant. Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam, Asankalo, Asanka Kahe Siddhabhada Hoi, Akari Nam, Akari Sala, Akari Gyana Gita Gunaga, Akari Lakanabolana Ban, Akara Siddhasan Jogavikan, Jine Lakete Siddhanai, Jifurmai, Tiptiv Pai, Jeta Kita Teta Now, Venanavena Hikotau, Gururata Kavan Kahavichar, Varina Java Ekavar, Jo Tu Dibhave Sai Balikar, Tu Sada Salamata Nirankar. I had a most amazing experience several days ago. I've joined this class I'm taking through Heart of Business. Mark Silver is the leader in that group, and the course is called Money. It's kind of like a way to help you transform your relationship with money, your situation, just kind of help you release. He looks at everything. He helps people with business and looks at everything from a spiritual standpoint, which I love. He's a super awesome guy. I call him my divine brother. And anyway, we were heavy as having us be on this. We had a conference call, and he wanted to talk about the Sufi. He's a Sufi, and he wanted to talk about the Sufi thing of, basically, he called it remembrance, but it's about kind of forgiveness and penitence. It's called Taba. And so he had us go through this exercise, and part of it is, you know, think of a situation, and you basically take 100% responsibility for it. And whether you think it's true or not, you just go for it and see what comes up, and basically ask for forgiveness from the divine. Well, I kept getting kind of stuck, like I realized I'm really hard on myself, and I think that I have to do this. I'm kind of an overachiever, you could say. That's not even kind of about it. Very hard on myself, and so I kept thinking, oh, I have to forgive myself. I have to forgive myself because I think, you know, I need to be doing more. And so I was able to ask a question about it during the class, and Mark said, oh, no, it's not about forgiving yourself, asking yourself for forgiveness. It's about asking the divine for forgiveness, asking spirit. And oh, my gosh, I just felt this huge release just lift off my body, and it was fabulous. And it was so liberating, too. And he says he does this every day. He calls it a remembrance. I think I'm going to put that in my practice. Maybe not every single day, or maybe it's just a little brief moment every day. And that just felt so beautiful and so wonderful. I kind of laugh because I always think, I must be like totally cleared now. And then something else comes up, and I just kind of laugh because I've decided I'm the biggest onion on the face of the planet because I just keep peeling those layers off. Anyway, it was a beautiful practice. Mark is offering this course, which you can still sign up for. He says, pay from the heart. So whatever you feel called to pay, that you feel you can pay, etc. And so it's a really wonderful opportunity. And I'm thinking I might join his community. Sounds really loving and very non-denominational also. So anyway, so much going on. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Take care of yourselves and, you know, feel what your gifts are and let yourself be in that. You know, that brings all of us so much joy to be able to have that and to be able to share those gifts. And I think we've had this old thing of, oh, it makes me feel so happy, therefore it must be wrong, or therefore I'm being selfish if I do this X thing that I'm good at that brings me so much joy. But that's not it. That's what it is, that if it brings you joy, do it. If it brings you joy, do it. So anyway, that's the end of the show. Much love to you all. Happy holidays, however you may celebrate that. And beautiful time. Much love.